You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.
Today on our show, I'm talking with Mark Jason Weston. Mark, thanks so much for being with me today.
Brainerd, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Mark, it's February 10th, 2021. You're in Philadelphia. Lately, I've been asking what it's like there, because we're still seems to be peaking in the pandemic. How has it changed life for you, or is there anything particularly different in Philadelphia at the moment?
Oh, it's basically turned everything on its head, to be honest. And to the best of my knowledge, from what I've been listening to and reading in the news, Philadelphia is not doing a very good job with the rollout of the vaccine. And I've been working from home since, it's been like since last March. And it's made me see time in a completely different way. Time slows, it bends, it seems to slow backwards. It's a really interesting time to be living in, that's for sure. That's not necessarily a good thing.
Yeah, but it is. Right, that's true. There's something different about time itself because of these kind of long stretches. I mean, the election struck me that way too. It's always like, well, wait till election day. Oh, well, yes. Well, wait till the election's in. Oh, wait till the 6th. Oh, wait till the 20th. You know, these kind of rolling deadlines. You know, wait till the vaccination is through. Wait till the, you know.
And then you realize that, you know, pushing forward and waiting for those dates to show up doesn't really change anything.
Right.
At least in the sense of, well, it did change quite a bit. I mean, you can breathe a little easier now. Well, for some folk, now that the administration has changed, I don't know if we can talk politics on here, but
we can talk anything on here. But yeah, I think for half the country, or more than half the country, everyone's really happy, and for the other half of the country, they're I don't know what. You know,
yeah, there's a bit of a relief. The air just seems a little clearer.
So what are you working on now? We can go through some recent work, but what are you working on at the moment?
At the moment, I've been, because of this feeling of confinement and isolation, I've been working on smaller pieces. That's just to keep my practice going. And I've also recently started, I dug up this old blank ledger that I've had for over a decade. And I started just making collages in this ledger book. It's the thing I'm working on consistently now, just to kind of, it's not necessarily narrowing my focus, but the whole idea or theme or drive behind these collages is I've been raiding my phone for photographs I took on vacation in Jamaica, which is where I'm originally from. And I've been printing them and incorporating them into my collages in the ledger. So that is what I've been concentrating on, as well as mark making for like future collages.
That's and so working in the moment. Ledger means that they're bound. Will they be cut out of the ledger or copied out of the ledger? How will they?
Yeah. I haven't decided yet. All those things have gone through my mind. But I basically want to complete it and keep a kind of a fairly consistent theme going. And then I guess based on the response to them, I will decide if I will scan them or cut them out and, you know, redo them as, you know, larger works or part of a series. I haven't completely decided on that yet. I'm just concentrating on mining my old Jamaican photographs and sourcing photographs of my part of Jamaica in particular and incorporating them in collages.
So let's talk about that. And the collages that you work on, they tend to be, not too large, right? These are all around 11 by 14. Is that roughly 12 by 9, the sizes of your collages?
Yes, but I also have larger collages I work on that are on the along the lines of, let me see if I can remember right now, well, more like 20 by 19, larger format. At the moment, you know, my office/studio is very small, so I don't have very large spaces to create large works, but I've been trying to make smaller components that will eventually go into larger works. So that's what I'm working on at the moment. But most of my collages are on the smaller side.
Let's talk about the collages and the elements in them, because they all seem to have kind of a narrative. I mean, I guess I've seen the latest ones on Instagram that you're talking about in the ledger, but the language that you're using in them is similar to your previous work, right? The approach is similar in how you're putting these disparate elements together, correct?
Correct.
So tell me about some of these. I mean, we could talk about the ones February 8th or January 27th. I'm on your Instagram, and perhaps you could post images of these. But I'd love to talk a little bit more about the content of these, because they seem fairly strong. You could jump in anywhere, or there's one that actually has a piece of meat on it.
I was a butcher in a former life, and a lot of meat imagery has consistently found its way into my work. I'm not sure exactly why, but it's a combination of the idea of flesh and memory, and also as it particularly relates to the black body, and teasing out all the associations you can make when you deal with that kind of subject matter. So, I mean, I had a couple posts, I'm not sure if I still have them up, where I had the hashtag as the black body as text, which can be seen as problematic because the black body is more than just a vessel. I mean, there is the humanity of the person who inhabits it and the rich interior life that person has, like we all have. But I thought it would be an interesting way to approach black humanity, especially after what we went through over the last year, as far as it relates to Black Lives Matter and police brutality and all of that. So this is my way of feeling through that and seeing what comes out, if that makes any sense.
So let's talk more about that, because you're also mining photographs from, as you said, your childhood, your native, where you were born, where mm-hmm. you grew up, right? These collages have elements of black bodies in them, right? Sometimes there seem to be hybrid forms with something else. It's for me, not easy to decode what's happening. It's clear from what you're saying, that kind of a part of that feeling of Black Lives Matter, but in these, when you say, you know, what comes back or something like that, do you mean how the image kind of talks back to you, or do you mean the feedback that you'll get in terms of what these are?
I think it's more what not necessarily the feedback I get from others, but what I excavate. And we all know that meaning is a very subjective thing, and I have no issue with different people seeing different things in my work, even if I didn't necessarily have that intent or see it myself, that's one of the things I really appreciate about collage practice, especially because, you know, I started out being a poet, and then eventually I decided to basically try and convert the images in my poetry, or the poetry I had floating around in my head, and basically put it down in an image. So that's how I started making collage. Because I used, you know, some of my favorite poets, like John Ashbery is one of my favorite poets. You know, he can be seen as playful and ridiculous and, you know, more than surreal. And those are the elements I like. And I try to show that in my work. I mean, not necessarily consciously, but I think it comes out.
Yeah, that's an interesting comparison to poetry, you know, because, it's such a different way of kind of expressing yourself, right? With poetry, this is, I often interview poets. I interviewed, you know, one just today, and, mm-hmm. you know, of course, there's something kind of concrete about poetry in a sense, you know, in the woman I interviewed today, you know, she was talking very specifically, for example, about being non-binary and coming out to her parents, and because she was Korean, having to translate that experience, which doesn't translate too well. You know, there aren't words.
Exactly.
And so that was kind of, you know, clear in, and had a pretty intense pathos to it. Your collage does too, but of course it comes from a very different way. I mean, to speak of one in particular, you did a cover for the Journal of West Indian Literature, correct? I think that
yes.
was just last November. So, okay, we may have an image of that in here or not. Perhaps we will, but that seems kind of like there are very specific elements in it. It has the kind of mystery and associations that we could bring to it, but also you've obscured the face, and, you know, you have this kind of hand in a glove, and then what looks like a Roman bust of someone like Marcus Aurelius.
With the face kind of sliced off.
Right, with the face kind of sliced off in both ways. The bust is sliced off, and the man whose body is, you know, is also, the face is cut off. Can I ask why those gestures, those elements? It seems like you're going after something specific, and this is like a journal literature, right? So they're looking for a cover. This is mm-hmm. a really cool and unusual cover. I'm sure, I don't know what their previous covers were like, but this is a cover that you look at and you think maybe immediately, I don't understand what's happening here. What's going on? And we look closer. It's a wonderful piece of art.
Thank you. I actually enjoy that kind of response because, I mean, I think the image has a kind of hybridity about it. I mean, the head is of a man, but the bust is a woman's bust from a fashion magazine. And I'm playing with and questioning all these ideas surrounding sexuality, you know, mortality, as it's specifically cited in, you know, in and around the black body, if that makes any sense.
It does. That makes sense. And so obscuring the face and, you know, in both the sculpture in the hand and the man's face, why obscure the face? Was that so it would just blend in better with the hybrid, the woman's body you're grafting it to, or something else? Because it also feels like you're kind of removing the possibility of identifying this character.
Oh, that's definitely part of it. And it's an interesting question because, I mean, I didn't necessarily think about it in that way. There's a kind of a grafting going on, I guess you could say. I mean, I've said in the past that I believe that collage is a kind of delicate butchery. I mean, that might sound like a bunch of nonsense right now, but I've said it in the past, and I think it still kind of holds true, at least for me, because there's an element of brutality when you're talking about collage, you know, the cutting, the slicing, the tearing, the abrading, that I think lends itself to questioning and, you know, examining the subjects that I find and the topics that I find particularly compelling to me. You know, as a black individual, as a queer individual, as a foreigner, you know. So it might be, in the act of creating, it might be more subconscious, and it's the only when I'm done that I'm like, this could mean this. This kind of says something about that. But at the end of the day, I think it's up to the viewer to kind of tease out what possible meanings are in an image. It's not necessarily for me to say, even though I have my ideas about what's there. But I really do think at the end of the day, it's the individual viewer to draw, tease out meaning and find satisfaction or no satisfaction in
sure.
what they're seeing.
Course, that makes sense to me. I think that what you're talking about in the elements of collage, you know, the process of tearing, the process of you know, kind of putting things together. You talked about it as a type of butchery. I would think of it almost as, and I know, you know, this is a stretch, but you went there, almost as a type of violence, right? When we rip a photo in half, and when we see the white edge of the, you know, the portion of the photo that was removed, you know, it's not a clean edge. You know, it's like a negation of the individual. We're trying to destroy a memory. We're trying to erase a memory, and also we're expressing a kind of anger towards that memory. We could just throw it in the trash. We don't have to rip this image in half. So I've always had that association with collage. And of course, some collage is, you know, is done maybe with you know, very carefully with a razor, and maybe it doesn't have that element. But I don't think that that's as, it's not that it has to have that tear, but if I'm understanding what you're saying correctly, then that kind of violence that the collage implies, that the tearing, the putting together, the reassembling, also relates to the kind of violence a black body perceives, a queer body perceives.
Exactly.
Is that a stretch? Am I reaching too far? You can stop me.
It's not a stretch. I actually like that very much. You put it actually more succinctly than I think I could have. But I agree with you. All those things kind of meld and bounce off each other and come into play. And I appreciate that you see that.
Well, the listeners, of course, will also look at your website and see different things. It's great talking with you about this. And I want to ask you one more question, which is a little off topic. What are you reading at the moment?
Well, I literally just finished reading Zadie Smith's Intimations, which are short essays written during the beginning of the pandemic. And now I'm reading Teju Cole's Known and Strange Things, book of essays. I've never read his fiction, and this is I actually follow him on Instagram because he's a photographer as well. And yeah, so that's what I'm reading now. It's fascinating stuff. He has a very, he sees things in a light that I can truly appreciate, because he literally sees everything that's there that is kind of hard to pick up on. So that's what I'm reading at the moment.
Mark, I want to thank you so much for talking with me today. It's really been my pleasure. And I wish you well. Thank you so much.
It's been my pleasure, Brad. I really appreciate this, and I enjoyed speaking to you. Thank you very much.
You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.